Dialogue number 1. Questions 41 to question 45. Conversation between Principal Yamada and Mrs. Sato.
Thank you for agreeing to meet me today, Principal Yamada. I'm here to discuss some concerns I have with Ria's classroom teacher, Mr. Minamata. While at the school, I've often heard Mr. Minamata raising his voice with his students, and I'm worried that he's losing his temper with the children too often. I don't want my daughter to pick up aggressive habits from her classroom teacher. Teachers are supposed to serve as positive role models for their children.
Firstly, I would like to thank you for meeting me today and expressing your concern so openly and honestly. I totally agree with you that teachers must serve as positive role models for their students. It's true that Mr. Minamata is a very strict teacher, but I can assure you that not only does he achieve great results in the classroom, but the children absolutely adore him. He has a unique way of running a tight ship, but always doing it from a place of love.
That is reassuring to hear. I have one additional concern that I would like to discuss. While talking with some of the other mothers, I heard that Mr. Minamata lost his temper in class and actually broke one of the children's pencils. I'm embarrassed to say, but when I heard of that story, I was so worried that I warned Rie to be careful around Mr. Minamata.
I see. Well, I really wish you would have come to me immediately before having such a conversation with Rie. I was actually observing Mr. Minamata's classroom when he broke the pencil, and it was not done out of anger. He was teaching a values lesson about strategies to control our anger, and he broke the pencil during a classroom role play. The story must have gotten misinterpreted from one of the parents. In the future, I would like to strongly caution you against communicating any negative information about your child's teachers to her. This type of communication can damage the rapport between student and teacher and can have a severely negative effect on learning and overall classroom well-being.
Oh dear, I'm terribly sorry, and I feel so embarrassed for being so easily swayed by casual gossip. I deeply apologize for not coming to you first to get the real story. I guess I have some apologizing to do to Rie and Mr. Minamata as well.
Question 41. 1. That the teacher is a positive role model. 2. That it's okay to get angry. 3. That shouting is not okay in the classroom. 4. That Mr. Minamata is very strict. Question 42. One, they like him a lot. Two, they are scared of him. Three, they think he's a model. Four, they want him to stop shouting. Question 43. One, he was angry. Two, he didn't break the pencil. It was a misunderstanding. Three, it was part of his lesson. Four, it was an accident. Question 44. One, saying bad things about teachers. Two, asking children about what happens in the classroom. Three, bringing pencils to school. Four, telling children about future plans. Question 45. One. She is not happy with the result. Two. She wants Mr. Minamata to apologize. Three. She is confused about what to do. Four. She feels sorry for how she handled the situation. Dialogue number 2. Questions 46 to question 50. Conversation between Mrs. Sato and Principal Yamada.
Good morning, Principal Yamada. I've come to discuss a bit of a happy dilemma with you. Rie has been accepted to two great international elementary schools, and my family is having an incredibly difficult time deciding. I was hoping that you could provide us with some insight that might help to make our decision a bit easier.
Firstly, I would like to congratulate Rie on all of her hard work. I am incredibly proud of her. Your family certainly has a good problem on their hands. I can't make a final decision about Rie's schooling, but personally, I would recommend the IB for Rie. The IB curriculum focuses on the practical application of knowledge, and I feel this most closely relates to what children will need to do in their real lives in the future. The IB curriculum isn't focused on exams and memorization, but instead focuses on what children can actually do with their knowledge.
IB approach does sound amazing, but my husband and I have been leaning towards the American school because of its more conservative approach. It's just closer to how we were educated growing up. I guess our biggest worry is not knowing how to support Rie with her schoolwork if she attends the IB school. I just wish we knew what Rie wanted to do, but she won't tell us anything. She just keeps saying it's a secret.
Please don't worry about not knowing how to support Rie. Both yourself and Mr. Sato are wonderful parents, and I'm sure you'll do a wonderful job supporting Rie at either school. I actually had a chat with Rie after I heard she was accepted to both schools, and I asked her what she thought. She told me that she likes the IB school more, but Mommy likes the American school. She said she is really excited about the gymnastics program there and that the teachers look very friendly.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't believe she was so forthcoming with her feelings with you. Thank you so much. Knowing her feelings will make our family's decision so much easier. I can't wait to talk with my husband tonight.
Question 46. One. She won an international speech contest. Two. She is graduating from the preschool. Three. She was accepted into international schools. Four. She has a big dilemma. Question 47. One. Its curriculum is similar to the preschool. Two. The tests are easier to pass. Three. The monthly fees are cheaper. Four. It is better suited to the future needs of the children. Question 48. 1. Because he isn't used to their type of education program. 2. Because she's worried about the lack of homework. 3. Because DA is keeping her choice a secret. 4. Because there isn't a school bus to take DA to school. Question 49. 1. It has a nice gymnasium. 2. It has a sports club that she is interested in. 3. The students there are very helpful to new students. 4. Her friend is going to enroll there. Question 50. 1. She is going to talk with DA about her feelings. 2. She will discuss the situation with her husband. 3. She's going to call the American school. 4. She will take some time to think alone about the problem.